At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I always know when the conversation is going to go in a different direction, because anytime I can get Austin and go, oh boy.
Meantime kinda, for a fun hour.
He kind of knows, well, we've had these conversations, and so sometimes you just want to peel back the onion and get to a different layer with it. DP Austin Orman, Jay Foreman on the way. He'll join us shortly as well. 402-464-5685. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, you can follow us on the video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo Channel 961. We appreciate you doing so. And Austin Orman, please, kind sir, let him know about the Mercado.
You see it below me on stream here in the bottom left as you look at the screen. Our good friends of the Mercado offer every type of meat, every type of cut, seasonings, spices, gelatos, all sorts of other stuff. With three Lincoln locations, two of them on 84th Street at Havelock and Old Cheney, one at 30th and Yankee Hill, and also up at 168th Street in Omaha off of Maple.
So through all of this, and we've had... Jay Foreman and I have bumped our heads several times about the Big Ten Conference.
Really?
And I look, I'm an outsider looking in. And I know that sometimes people don't see the forest for the trees. And sometimes you cannot see past your boundary. But there is a position in the Big Ten Conference that is lacking. I got a text this weekend that I wasn't prepared for. And the text reads as follows. Outside of Tom Brady, why would an NFL team ever draft a Big Ten quarterback? And he says, pardon me, Brady, Breeze, Greasy. You don't count 1 year C.J. Stroud.
Not yet.
And you only count Russell Wilson because he played for Wisconsin after he played in the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Braxton Miller didn't make it. Justin Fields is a work in progress. Do you give a shout out to the backup quarterback legend, Chad Henne?
No. No. You can't.
Antoine Randall-El?
No.
Troy Smith?
No, like it's really to put it in perspective. This is a bad quarterback. Listen.
Kerry Collins.
No, but you don't count. They weren't playing in the Big Ten when Kerry Collins was at Penn State. Can't claim him after the fact.
Hey, if the ACC is claiming Katie Ledecky's gold medals, why can't the Big Ten claim Kerry Collins?
Well, I have issue with that as well. Mind you, the question was, why would you draft a quarterback to the NFL from the Big Ten? Not what they did in the Big Ten, but what they did in the NFL. Blackledge, I don't think
his best contributions to the NFL have been in the booth.
Yeah, 100%. Kirk Cousins is the next thing, right? So that gives you five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Five. We don't count Blackledge. When did Penn State join the Big Ten?
Early 90s.
Early 90s. Okay. So if you... Who is the best Nebraska NFL career at quarterback? Do it, Ron says, do we get Joe Burrow?
Do we play Easton Stick?
No. And like it, Vince.
Can Aragon- we pre-count Dylan Raiola?
No. No. There's, I mean, it's five, right? It's like I'm not, and it is unanimous that Vince Ferragamo had the best NFL career amongst Nebraska quarterbacks. Oof. Oof.
Let's see Vince Ferragamo's NFL stats.
Okay,
let's
go.
Let's see here.
And he looks good. He was active on social media this weekend. I guess his jersey was being honored. There was something that was happening.
Okay, so he played 10 NFL seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Nine NFL seasons mm-hmm. with the Los Angeles Rams, the Buffalo Bills, and the Green Bay Packers. He had a career record of 27-26, completed 56% of his passes for 11,336 yards, 76 touchdowns, and 91 interceptions.
Dang! Vinny!
He did lead, at this time, the... I assume that's still the NFC... in touchdown percentage in 1980. He led in sack percentage in 1982. No, in a good way. He got sacked so the lowest percentage of time. And in 1983, he led the most fourth quarter comebacks of any starting quarterback.
Attaboy, Vinny.
Those are the highlights.
Attaboy. Texas says Jeff George. Those Jeff George numbers have some other discussions. Like, they leave some other, right?
Jeff George, 131 games, 46-78, 27,600 yards, 154 touchdowns to 113 picks.
Ooh.
Led the league in passing in 97, mm-hmm. took the most sacks in 97, mm-hmm. also did that in 91 when he was still with Indy.
Mm. These are some... These are some ones, man.
Kyle Orton wasn't awful. Tells you all. Do you remember? Was it 2 months ago? 3 months ago? We had the. He's okay.
He doesn't.
Kyle
suck.
Kyle Orton is KO, not okay, but same gist.
He doesn't suck. Like. This is, like, to say this, and again, the preface is that the question was, aside from Breeze, Brady, Greasy, etc., right? And it's a short list. We're talking about in the history of the Big Ten Conference.
And the history of the NFL.
Right. That, what? Why would you draft a Big Ten quarterback to have success in the NFL when, quite frankly, there hasn't been, I mean...
Well, the best
Brady, Breeze, Greasy. Who else? Russell Wilson gets a year. So if you want to have
even
that,
Cousins. But all the best Cousins. Big Ten quarterbacks in the NFL do have been afterthoughts in the draft.
That really is a thing, isn't? I mean, aside from recent history, right?
Yeah.
Right.
CJ Stroud is TBD.
Right. That Ohio State quarterbacks
ain't been it.
Man, you got to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to go back, right? That, why would you, I mean, Art Sleester makes Austin's skin turn red.
starts crawling at the very mention. Excuse me, I walk out to the studio to reset.
He just grabs the tissue box and starts plowing through. Just, Harbaugh. Yeah, but I mean.
Game manager, not great.
Right, like it's not. What are the Harbaugh numbers?
Oh, give me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just a moment.
And he's in their Hall of Fame.
So Jim Harbaugh carved out a 14-season career.
Uh-huh.
177 games, 66-74, 26,000 passing yards.
66-74.
58.8% completion percentage, 129 TDs, 117 picks.
Man.
His best year was probably 95.
Are we really reaching for Elvis Gerbach? We're really... We are.
Oh, Big Bang Hank does you one better. Carson Palmer.
Just seed your way through. No. Here's the thing. Yep, you're talking about Brady, Breeze, etc. Let's give the five names. And aside from the five names, that in the history of the Big Ten Conference, you're not producing NFL quarterbacks for high levels of success. So the question is a valid one. If you're going to draft a quarterback and you want more likely success, I mean, if you think of how many Big Ten quarterbacks got drafted, only five? Only five are ones that you would build, talk about building programs? Like sustainable Super Bowl success.
Okay, I have a list of the 32 NFL franchises pulled up here, DP, because Phil asks, he says, I mean, what conferences are exactly lighting it up with their NFL quarterbacks?
Don't ask.
Let's answer that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mahomes, Big 12.
Uh-huh.
Lamar, ACC.
Uh-huh.
Purdy, Big 12.
You're just going to have fun now, aren't you?
We're going to have fun. Caleb Williams.
You're going to light him up
Pac-12.
Now. You have the look on your face. Everybody take cover.
Make it rain. Joe Burrow, SEC, gets credit for him. Josh Allen, Mountain West, stand up. Let's give the Broncos Bo Nix, Pac-12.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield, Big 12. Deshaun Watson, ACC. Justin Herbert, Pac-12. Anthony Richardson, SEC. Jaden Daniels, just named starter for the Commanders, SEC. Dak Prescott, SEC. Tua Tagovailoa, SEC. Jalen Hurts, SEC and Big 12. Hey, we get to
Kirk Cousins. He's dead already. He's dead already, you know. Austin.
Daniel Jones, ACC. Trevor Lawrence, ACC. Aaron Rodgers, Pac-12. Jared Goff, Pac-12. Jordan Love, Mountain West, stand up a second time.
Call it up. Throw the damn towel.
Bryce Young,
throw
SEC.
The damn towel. You can't.
Matthew Stafford, SEC. Derek Carr, Mountain West the third time. Yeah. Geno Smith, Big East,
Big
I
East,
suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers will either be Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, so I guess Big 12. C.J. Stroud, or Big 10. Will Levis, SEC. Sam Darnold, Pac-12.
One-eyed Ray with the question of the day. The Big 10 just grew. Can we claim all their new teams? You now get Oregon, USC. You get them all. You get,
so
UCLA.
That, so that adds Herbert and Williams.
UCLA, you get them all, bro.
But you also get Joey Harrington in that list.
You get Washington.
Matt Leinart.
You get them all.
You get Ryan Leaf.
Oh,
no, you don't. That's
so
Washington
good.
State. Just kidding.
That's so good. That's that's so good. Oh, man. Wow. No, it just, this was the thing. In being asked the question that you don't think about the Big Ten Conference that way. And to start to lean in to receivers in the Big Ten, different conversation, right? Right? Because there's some there's some Hall of Famers. If you're talking about running backs, still, right? Not terrible, but not what you would imagine for a flagship conference.
Right.
Like the Big Ten Conference.
No.
When it comes to that, right?
Correct.
The real meat and potatoes of the Big Ten Conference are the big guys.
Mm-hmm. And tight ends.
Right? Like it's still relative. You still have to say that there are a lot of tight ends, that Hall of Fame guys, that didn't come from the Big Ten Conference.
Correct.
Like the SEC and the Pac-12 and the ACC put together some pass catchers too.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that, but it just struck me as really odd that there was a short list of five or six top level quarterbacks from the Big Ten Conference, but then there is a huge dip. There's a huge dip of quarterback. And we did see today that, you know, Dylan Raiola was selected for the all preseason freshman All-American. Yep. Which, hey, bravo. Like that's a thank you. Not sure how many previous Huskers won that award, the preseason All-American quarterback. But to also to say that Vince Ferragamo had the best NFL career at quarterback of all Husker quarterbacks, right? Like that is, if you had asked me that, the Nebraska's name would resonate. But that's how many Husker quarterbacks have started in a Super Bowl? Is it just Ferragamo? Taggy didn't start for Green Bay in the Super Bowl. What am I missing? Right? That it's Ferragamo, right?
Believe so.
Oof. Like it really, that the Big Ten Conference has not even produced that many starting quarterbacks in the Super Bowl.
Well, against Brady and Breeze.
Wilson. If you're gonna count that, right?
Begrudgingly. Greasy Super Bowls?
Greasy, Breeze, Brady, Wilson. Because, yeah, remember, Bob Greasy went to Purdue, not Brian Greasy.
Right.
So,
right.
Bob, right?
Bob, yep.
Then, oh boy.
Oof.
Oh my goodness, Austin. Is that it? Four?
There's no way that's
text
it.
Line, help us out. We it can't be that few. David Hum. Okay. But he didn't start for the Raiders in the Super Bowls. Played in it, but didn't start in it. Oh boy. That's,
where did Fran Tarkenton go to college?
Georgia.
Okay. He's out.
Georgia. Oh man, that can't, that.
So, yeah, it was Terry Bradshaw versus Vince Ferragamo in 79.
Well, he was Louisiana Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Trying to think of, I mean, you know, Wisconsin, Russell Wilson in Wisconsin saving the day. But otherwise, oh, boy, that's really a thing. Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Jeff Hostetler.
Let's go to break. West Virginia
started at Penn State.
Let's go to break. Jay Foreman is in the building. Phil, work with us here. We said Tom Brady. We really did. We started this with Tom Brady. We really did. Jay's going to join us we'll let him drive the conversation. I was just, wow, that is really a thing that the Big Ten Conference in quarterback play. All right. Yeah, Carey did start one for the Giants. So we'll get a full number. Keep the numbers. Keep those ones coming in. And we'll come back to Old School here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.